ಹಿ ಆತ್ಮನು ಗೋಪ್ತಾ ನಿರ್ವಿಧ್ಯೇತ ಯದಾಖಿಲ ಅಪ್ರಮತ್ತ ಇದಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇತ್ ಗ್ರಸ್ಥಂ ಕಾಲಹೀನ ಜಗತ್. ಆತ್ಮೈವ ಹಿ ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಗೋಪ್ತಾ, ಆತ್ಮೈವ ಹಿ ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಗೋಪ್ತಾ ನಿರ್ವಿಧ್ಯೇತ ಯದಾಖಿಲಾತ್, ನಿರ್ವಿಧ್ಯೇತ ಯದಾಖಿಲಾತ್ ಅಪ್ರಮತ್ತ ಇದಂ ಜಗತ್ ಪಶ್ಯೇತ್, ಸಾರಿ ಅಪ್ರಮತ್ತ ಇದಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇತ್ ಗ್ರಸ್ತಂ ಕಾಲಹೀನ ಜಗತ್, ಗ್ರಸ್ತಂ ಕಾಲಹೀನ ಜಗತ್. ಆತ್ಮೈವ ಹಿ ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಗೋಪ್ತಾ ನಿರ್ವಿಧ್ಯೇತ ಯದಾಖಿಲಾತ್ ಅಪ್ರಮತ್ತ ಇದಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇತ್ ಕಾಲಹೀನ ಗ್ರಸ್ತಂ ಕಾಲಹೀನ ಜಗತ್. ಆತ್ಮೈವ ಹಿ ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಗೋಪ್ತಾ ನಿರ್ವಿಧ್ಯೇತ ಯದಾಖಿಲಾತ್ ಅಪ್ರಮತ್ತ ಇದಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇತ್ ಗ್ರಸ್ತಂ ಕಾಲಹೀನ ಜಗತ್.
Atma, the soul, eva, alone, he certainly, Atmanaha, of himself, Gopta, the protector, Nirvidyeta, becomes detached, Yada, when, Akila, from all material things, Apramatta, without material fever, ಇದಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇತ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಗ್ರಸ್ತಂ ಸೀಸ್ ಕಾಲ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಹಿನ ಬೈ ದ ಸರ್ಪೆಂಟ್ ಜಗತ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಫೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕಿ ಜಾಯ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ It's okay. Translation. When the living entity sees that the entire universe has been seized by the serpent of time, he becomes sober and sane, and at that time detaches himself from all material sense gratification. In that condition, the living entity is qualified to be his own protector. Okay. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. But still Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Please repeat. When the living entity sees that the entire universe has been seized by the serpent of time, he becomes sober and sane, and at that time detaches himself from all material sense gratification. In that condition, the living entity is qualified to be his own protector. purport. In the verse, Pingala states that the Lord's mercy, that by the Lord's mercy, a self-realized soul can see the entire universe is existing within the jaws of the great serpent of time. Certainly, this is not a promising situation, and one who sees it loses his desire for sense gratification. Thus, by the Lord's causeless mercy, the spiritually sane living entity can protect himself from illusion. Since Pingala is now glorifying the personality of Godhead for his mercy in awarding salvation, following question might arise: is she worshipping the Lord out of love, or is she merely a salvationist desiring liberation from material existence? In answer, it may be said that in her Krishna conscious situation, she is already liberated even though remaining in this world. Her program will now be simply to render loving service to the personality of Godhead without any personal desire, including that of salvation. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasyatyadesha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauru Bhakta Varanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Oh, anybody here for the first time in ISKCON? Regular people. Anybody who does not know where I am from or what is my main service? Really? My name is Rasraj Das Brahmachari, and I'm coming basically from the Juhu temple, but my main service is scientific presentations of Krishna consciousness. Where is my backpack? My backpack is in front of me. Oh, it's in the back. Thank you, sir. Anji? Inside. So, scientific presentations of Krishna consciousness. And so, I'm heading up two institutes, the Bhaktivedanta Institute, which I think most people would have heard, and also the Institute of Semantic Information Sciences and Technology. And they have branches both in Berkeley and Bombay, and I go back and forth. So, you want the class to be scientific or devotional? Yes. Of course, there is no such distinction, but anyway. So, there's an extraordinary story of Pingala. And in one sense, it is a story of all the souls in the material world. Endlessly, we are waiting for material fulfillment. Pingala was waiting for a customer, but different people are waiting for different things. It's a long wait. Very, very rarely a spirit soul gets freed from this degree of bondage to the material world. Very difficult position. And the moment we think that we have advanced, then it is not possible to advance. Because there are so unlimited, Krishna is unlimited and everybody is progressing. So it is better for us to always think that I am not yet a devotee. Isn't it? And it is also a fact that even pure devotees in the spiritual world feel that they are not adequate in their devotional service. That's a fact. They feel that they can become better. How that is so, it is not an imagination, it's not a show. How they are like that is very difficult to understand. It is in relation to Krishna. The soul always realizes Krishna is so perfect and I am so imperfect. I am so limited. And our position is quite bad. And unless one is detached from the subtle body, it is not possible to become either liberated or engage in Krishna's pure devotional service. That is given by Krishna himself. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. When you become Brahma Bhuta, then you can actually be situated in devotional service which is superior to Brahma Bhuta. Param. Param means beyond that. How to realize that stage is very, very difficult. Very difficult. There are many secrets on the way. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam. It's a secret. Okay. And that is not to be obtained simply by the exercise of our mind, which we are supposed to transcend. I give the example that if you look at the sun with a green glass, we will see green light, correct? Not the original sunlight. Like that, even when we read Prabhupada's books, even when we read the scriptures, we are processing it through our mind and intelligence. So that is the green glass. So although we may say, I am repeating what I have read, it is actually, you can only repeat what you have processed. Unless that sunlight somehow comes near and then avoids the glass and goes directly in, then it is possible. Like that, unless the transcendental knowledge manages to bypass our mind and intelligence, that is called Divya Jnana Hridaya Prakashito. Whatever we speak will be conditioned knowledge, even though it may appear to be about absolute truth. So when we say, I'm senior, I'm junior, only means that somebody says, oh, I'm senior to you because I've been seeing through the green glass for 10 years. And somebody else says, no, I'm more senior, I've been seeing through the green glass for 20 years. That may be okay. That's okay for going. So somehow the green glass should go away. We should not be a movement of green glass speaking to other green glasses. Then I already process by my mind and intelligence, then you process by your mind and intelligence, it goes. That kind of parampara we don't want. Therefore, it is very important and essential if one is to actually come in touch with the absolute truth that one must transcend his subtle body. When we say we are not the body, we mean not only the gross body, but also the subtle body. More importantly, the subtle body. If we give up the conception of the subtle body, then the gross body automatically will go away. And the conditioned soul it is very difficult for him to give up his attachment to the subtle body. Just like if I ask you to remove your shirt, can you do it? It's possible, right? No? If I ask you to remove your kurta, you can do it easily. But if I ask you to remove your skin, very difficult. And if somebody tries to remove the skin, well, you'll burn. Wow! So we must get a clear conception of to what extent we are attached by the subtle body. And then, so the gross body we can give up. We can control the senses. We can, you know, eat less, we can sleep less, this and that. But to give up the association of the mind even for a second, it is not possible. Are you following? And Prabhupada writes in Perfection of Yoga that a person who has not detached himself from the subtle body, whatever he speaks is like you have delirium, you know, something called delirium, high fever. उसको हिंदी में क्या बोलते हैं डेलीरियम को फीवर बहुत ज्यादा हो गया तो ही स्पीक समथिंग ही डजंट नो व्हाट ही स्पीकिंग एनीबडी हाँ जी व्हाट एवर आई कांट हियर सन्नी बात करेक्ट सन्नी बात So Prabhupada said that the speeches of most people are like that, sannibhat. All. It is not that just because we have become a devotee, we are free from that. But it's very difficult to realize. No, I'm speaking about Krishna. We may not even know what we mean. It's very difficult to understand. If you say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, every word has got a meaning, very specific meaning. Personality of Godhead. What does it mean? Everything depends on us, you know. So, to one who has not come to the point, so the first step is to give up the subtle body. And the first step to give the subtle body is to come to realize its influence. And the first step in the result of realizing its influence is one strongly understands, I am a complete fool. Om Agyanata Marandasya. That cannot be realized unless you are liberated. So if foolishness, being a fool, is the position of liberation, it's eternal. Therefore it is said one is eternally a fool in front of his spiritual master. Which really means Prabhupada. How many Prabhupadas are there in ISKCON? Huh? Anybody? How many Prabhupadas are there? And that is not the correct answer. Two. Who? Bhaktisiddhanta? No. How many Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada are there? That's not the correct answer. You see? Anji? Very, very green glass. No, you don't, you cannot answer this question. Sorry, it is not possible for you to answer this question. So don't even try. Because we don't know, we are fools. If you go to the hospital, Mira Road Hospital, say, and some patient comes and asks you, can you please tell me what I am suffering from? Will you answer? No. You say, don't ask me, go and ask the doctor. No, I thought you were a doctor. No, you thought like that, but no. But if we also think I'm doctor, finished. So I'm saying, it's very difficult to know that I don't know anything. That person is in a high position. He must be respected. The person who says, I'm a fool, has realized. Am I making sense or no? So, this mind is 24/7 grasping the living entity, and to come out of it requires the mercy. Of Srila Prabhupada. Which one? We don't know. But there's an answer, and the answer is simple. Once I explain, you will understand, but we'll leave it at the moment that way. Therefore, we must develop this constant feeling. When will I stop being a fool? That is the beginning of bhava. This is the bhava stage means I realize I am an eternal fool. It is very difficult to realize. Very, very difficult. It is a special mercy by which one understands I am a fool. For example, I can give hundreds of examples, but I'll give one example that will be sufficiently confusing to you. What is the difference between this is Jodha Shakti and ourselves? What is the difference? This is not? Conscious. And we are conscious. That's a very fundamental beginning point of Krishna consciousness. Right? So, these are difficult points I'm trying to share with you. Hopefully it will be useful. So, but they're correct points. They're not coming from green glass. So, sometimes we are sleeping, we are not conscious. Correct? But right now, you are? How many of you are clear about this point that right now at least we don't know about sleep, at least now we are all conscious. How many of you understand this? And the fact is, that you are not conscious right now. Not only that, you have never been conscious. Oh, Then what a fool I must be in thinking that I am conscious. And how can you realize you are not conscious? How does he read? Green glass to green glass. Why? I'll try to explain to you. Of course, these are not so simple points, they are not to be explained. But still, I'm saying, you may accept or reject. Not in my hands. You know, you touch this. All of you touch the floor. Is it soft or hard? No, press your hand like that. Feel it. The experiment. Scientific. Hardness, you feel it. This hardness is a property of the you or the floor. Floor is hard, not you. Are you following? Now, you please, all of you do this actually. Touch the floor with both hands, palm nicely, and press as much as you can, and just try to feel it. Feel it. Go on, do this. And you watch now, focus on the hand, and you will see that this, you can't distinguish between the hardness of the floor and you are feeling the hardness. Just try that for a second. One thing is you touch this and say, oh, it's hard. You can kind of easily see, but if you're very closely pressing it, it's very difficult for you to distinguish between the hardness and your feeling of hardness. You are following? But it is the floor's hardness that you are feeling. Similarly, this awareness that you are feeling now, it is coming from the subtle body. Thinking, willing and feeling. And we are so attached that we cannot distinguish between my consciousness and the feeling and willing activities of the mind. Are you following, sir? We cannot distinguish. And this mind and intelligence is acting on its own. It's acting on its own. Therefore, I am mistaking, misidentifying that as me. That's a subtle body. Otherwise, it should not be so difficult to get rid of the idea that I am not the body. If you are just going in a car, if you want to know I am not the car, you just get down and go. It's not like that. Because along with you, there is another car which will go with you no matter how much you get out of the outside car, this inside car is with you. Even if you go to another body, it's going with you. There is no freedom from this. So in the material world, not only is the soul eternal, but the subtle body is also eternal in the material. It never dies. So how are we going to get rid of this? You see? Pingala's great fortune was that she became free from the conception that I am this mind, I am this subtle body. Mind, intelligence and falsity. It's a science. It's a great science. See? And even the demigods cannot free you from this because they are themselves under the grip. If great demigods like Brahma or Indra, Chandra, Varuna are like that, who are we? How can we think that I can deliver somebody? Am I making sense or no? No, I'm not. I give the example, suppose a man is very poor. I used to give this example a long time ago. I hardly give a class. I mean, I think I've been in Bombay for 5-6 months. I have not even given a single class. Of course, they don't ask me also. That's a different matter. Somebody asked me, why don't give a class? I said, I can't give classes because I'm preaching. I'm too busy preaching. In other words, preaching doesn't only mean giving classes. We do our main service. That's giving class to ourselves, which is very good. In any case, if a poor man finds a rich man, and the rich man says, oh, please come, why are you so poor? Here, take my, you know, silk shawl, and take my silk dhoti, and take this, take my mukut, everything he gives, take my, you know, jewelry. He's a rich man, he's putting all kinds of gold and everything he gives you. He's nice to you, right? But when you go out, when the policeman sees you, say, hey, from where did you steal all this? You say, no, where did you steal? I got all this. This is mine. No, it can't be mine. Yours? You see, you're wearing a silk dhoti and kurta, but underneath that you got your dirty torn dhoti and kurta. From where you got it? You understand what I'm saying? Demigods are like that. When you go to them, they give you what you require. And you may even get very great benedictions. You can become a sage, you can become the king, you can become this and that, but underneath, ganda kapda is there. It is not removed. But when you go to Krishna and when we say, please give me, you know, I'm so poor, Krishna will say, oh, very, first you do one thing. He'll say, I call it, you remove all that dress. And then you go into, you know, shower, then we got beautiful water, treated with herbs and this and that, and you take a nice shower, and shave and everything, take a good bath, and then they put sandanadi, dravyam, everything. And after that, he gives you nice clothing. And when you go out, the same policeman will say, good morning, sir. He's purifying. The demigods cannot purify. It is not possible, because they are also on the plane. Now, that is there in the previous verse, isn't it? It says that. Pingala stated in a previous verse that even the demigods are unable to give actual happiness to a woman. Of course, the woman is prakriti. They are para prakriti. The woman is the soul, jiva. And the demigods cannot give happiness to the real happiness to the jiva. Now Krishna does not actually ask you to remove your old clothes if we are very attached. That's like removing the skin, remember. Somebody says, remove the skin also, I'm going to give you a new skin. No. Just give me the kapra, that's enough. But this also, I didn't ask you to change my skin. So we want within this subtle body everything we can get. Even knowledge. Even bhakti, that is called Misra Bhakti. We want only, no problem, we can have it. Therefore, very, very rare is the Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavanji. Kono means singular. Who is that person? Jeev, singular. In the whole universe, not even one person can come to the point of being free from the mind. Not even one person. So where are we? And when one actually understands that I am not this I, forget I am not this body. I is coming from false ego, which is part of the subtle body. I am not this I. Then Krishna consciousness begins. Because you are liberated. Therefore, we must not think that this is the position of pure devotional service, but rather this is the beginning. Just like in the morning when you get up,
You just get up and immediately go and brush your teeth and you take your shower and then you put on tilak and new dhoti, new kurta. You shouldn't think, now I'll go back to sleep. I've attended Mangala Arati. No, you just got ready. You have not yet. Are you following? We must be always very conscious that this is actually, beginning to get ready for doing devotional service. Sometimes devotees say that, all you have to do is chant Hare Krishna. You'll go back to Godhead. Well, we all know that that's not enough. You have to chant Hare Krishna, follow the four regulative principles and avoid 10 offenses. They are very difficult. In the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 22nd verse, Shraddhavan Labhate Jnanam. Who is Shraddhavan? You see? There are many definitions Prabhupada has given. To get that Shraddha is very difficult. To be convinced that I am a fool. Sanatan Goswami was already on the platform, wasn't he? When he met Lord Chaitanya. We say that story, but we don't know what it means because it's going through the green glass, at least. It took me at least 30 years in the movement before I understood I'm a complete fool. Complete fool means everything I spoke was nonsense. But I was also giving classes and I was also, people would say, oh, nice class. But fortunately for me, I always thought, even from the beginning, this cannot be the real thing. Somehow, I was very young, now I'm 28. And I was giving lectures, maybe before all of you were born, 40 years ago. How many of you are above 40? Very few, rest are all. So, what was I saying? There was a point I was going to say before I said this. Anybody following the class? Anji? No, yeah, before that, what was the point? Anji? Huh? I was saying it's very difficult to realize something about the fool, I forget. We are preparing ourselves to do devotional service. I don't know, there was an important point, it just went away suddenly. We have to be blessed. We have to be blessed. Some important point I was going to say. Anji? One, what was this? And I was saying, what is Shraddhava? Right? Huh? Shraddha. But because we have to know what is that Shraddha. And this faith in Krishna consciousness. I was talking about, following the regulative principles and, 8.22 Prabhupada says, and following the regulative principles, avoiding, this all requires knowledge. So this is the point. We say, we only have to chant Hare Krishna. Prabhu, it's all nice, whatever you're saying. Maybe I'm not aware now. Maybe I'm not conscious. That's fine. But, I don't need to know all of this. Prabhupada did not say such things. No, he has said it. That he said. He didn't say it. That's funny. That's what I was saying in Perfection of Yoga. Prabhupada says that the talks of a person who is attached to the subtle body is like Sannibat. Prabhupada, the first page of Perfection, I guess. It's like the man in delirium is speaking. What he is speaking, there's no meaning to it. Isn't it? You go to the mental hospital, one fellow will come and say, hello, I am Isaac Newton. Oh, really, you are? And he will tell, I was born in such and such a date. I did this and everything correctly about Newton, but he's a madman. Because he is considering himself to be something other than what he is. You are a madman. We are a madman. I am a madman. Not you people, I am a madman. So how to get out of this, you see? So, we may tell people, Alif Achana Hare Krishna, but that's not our philosophy. Prabhupada said we have written 70 books. There's enough philosophy. It has to be understood. But it cannot be understood merely by reading, because in the second canto, read, you know, in the second canto, first chapter, 8th verse, 2 and 8, Prabhupada explains this. So, if I am not even, so you can ask me, I'll say a little bit, a lot more is to be said, but so you can ask me, how am I not conscious? I'm so vividly seeing things, I'm this and that, how am I not conscious? Last time when I was here, I gave the example, just like when you are going in a bus from Bombay to Delhi, if you go, it's very, very long distance. If you are going, in one sense you are not moving, because you are sitting in the bus. In another sense you are moving, otherwise how will you go to Delhi? So, when you sit in the bus and travel in the bus, manoratinat asati davati bahihi, in the chariot of the mind when we are going, it is very difficult to say whether you are conscious or you are not conscious. Both are true. In fact, the point that you are not moving in the bus may be more true, because you are just sitting there. That's why when the bus stops, you get down and I told you, you just stretch. Nagpur has come, you know. And people say, what are you doing? Oh, I didn't move at all for 6 hours. Really? Where were you before 6 hours? I was in Bombay, you know. And you didn't move at all? No, I didn't move at all. Now, how did you get to Nagpur? Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me. See, even though in the bus you can go for hundreds of miles, thousands of miles, that movement is not equal at all. Even a small movement like this. This is real. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. But if we don't know we are asleep, and we think I've woken up, therefore Krishna says, Mama Maya Durateya. The degree of our Maya is very, very high. Very high. Therefore, when we actually can actually pray, Om Agyanata Murandasya, it will be a great thing. So, Pingala got this benediction, we can actually see that. And every living entity can get this benediction. She was just going on, waiting all night. What a beautiful story, you'll have to see that, how that soul was feeling. I don't want to describe all of that, but the point is that she was like that, and by 2 a.m. in the morning, she suddenly got virakti, detachment from the subtle body. No more birth and death. Like that, every living entity can get, but it takes, unfortunately, 2 a.m. in the morning. We need not have gone through this whole stage, evening, taking nice bath, dressing yourself nicely, going outside, waiting for customer. All this was not necessary. We do that. This is my position. We are convinced the green glass effect is that we don't know we are not conscious. Like if you have been sitting in that bus, not you have never been moving, it's like that. But you cannot try to understand this. A person who is actually in the grip of the subtle body cannot understand anything. Then what is my position? What is that? Who am I? See, to ask this question, who am I? You have to actually realize, must realize this is not me. So the purpose of Harikatha in the material world is to arouse in the conditioned soul who is actually beyond the reach of the transcendental sound. Yes, you know, like you take some nice raja and put completely covered, sleeping. Very difficult to wake up. But of course the transcendental sound is all powerful. And so when the, you know, that such a conditioned soul is there, the sound has to reach him. Only then he can realize, oh, he's sleeping now. The sound, hey, get up. So after some time he realized, oh, this is not my reality. Something else. See? Hearing that transcendental sound will make you realize, I'm not this person that I'm thinking. Not simply on the gross level, we are not the body, but the cells are changing in the body once in 7 years. You are not that very thing that is saying that. Are you following? How deep is our maya? At that time you don't talk. Tatsunu, you hear only. I want to give two more examples. One about the movie. I'll give you another example. I want to give. Getting old. About karma. Remember those two things. When I asked, you should wake up and tell me immediately, okay? So, if you are watching the movie, correct? And the movie is very nice and very thrilling. The James Bond is going here and fighting with the spy and whatever it is, others eating, whatever it is. You're watching a movie. Then somebody comes and says, are you following? Then somebody comes and says, this is not real. This is actually, you know, there is a projector and behind there, the light is there, behind that there is a film and the film is running at some 30 frames and something is projected on the screen. Whatever you see is just only light and shadows. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Then why is it that that fellow stole in the bank? No, you cannot, from this knowledge, try to understand the movie. If you are in the movie, you be in the movie. If you want to come out, it's another thing. So whenever we hear spiritual knowledge, people generally will ask, oh, then why is this happening? Why is that happening? Don't mix the movie with the truth. The purpose of the truth is something else. If I say, then at the end of the class, somebody will say, Prabhuji, you're saying that I'm not conscious or something, but what happens when I'm eating prasadam? Am I conscious or not? Don't, this kind of questions cannot be, you have to hear. And that will go in and it will act on us one day. And as we become more and more clear, I'm not this body. I'm not the subtle body. I'm not this I. Whoa, that's what you have to realize. I'm not this I. Because the I is coming from false ego. Everything will change. Your perception will change. Then Vedyam Vastavam Vastu, she was becoming Vedyam Vastavam. Vedyam, she comes second verse of Bhagavata. You come to actually realize the actually what things are. Vedyam Vastavam Vastu, this is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. We must understand what material objects are. I have some quotes of Prabhupada. You see? So I was saying that people say, we are not matter, we are spirit. But if you don't understand matter, whatever you think is spirit is actually matter. Like you think I'm conscious, but it's actually matter, subtle matter. But matter is not to be ignored. This here is a quote of Prabhupada. Unless one has been trained by the expert spiritual master, he cannot understand what is spirit and what is matter. Dono. Ubhayorapi drishtanto. You must understand matter. Because many times matter is what is actually putting you back. And we argue, consciousness cannot come from matter. Right? We scientists are fools. They say that, you know, at some point in the combination, and Prabhupada also writes, we do not accept the idea that at a certain point in the combination of chemical elements, life arises. Consciousness is principle beyond matter. He writes. But same Prabhupada is also writing in second canto, first chapter, 35th verse. The principle of matter is the consciousness of the omnipresent Lord. So Vasudevam Sarvamiti. You see? Another Bhagavatam, 5th canto. When the mind is fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His external feature, made of the material modes of nature, it is brought to the platform of goodness. So, it is very important to actually understand things as they are. Another thing I will say, very... Prabhupada says here, Krishna says, see, we say that just by chanting. Oh, by the way, time kya ho gaya? Kitna? 9:15. So we have to stop. 8:59. We'll finish. So, Krishna says that out of many millions of people, one may understand him. But by chanting Hare Krishna, as introduced by Lord Chaitanya, chanting and dancing, you can understand Krishna within very short time. This is our philosophy. We say. But the next sentence, none of us can write. Prabhupada says, knowledge begins not from Krishna, but from things which we are accustomed to see every day. This is Acharya. Simply nobody can write. You follow what I am saying? Can you write like that? By chanting Hare Krishna, knowledge begins not from Krishna, but by understanding material objects. And then Prabhupada goes for 2-3 pages talking about material elements. So, green glass knowledge is one thing. Somebody removes the glass and puts the light directly in, that's another thing. We should pray for that. So everything, suppose you ask somebody what is karma, he knows nothing. Then to that person it can be said, karma is that if you do good thing you'll get good and if you do bad you'll get bad. Be careful. Don't do bad things because karma will come back to you. At least you make him be normal. Right? Follow rules and things. At least be nice to other people. But then if somebody is actually becoming nice, at least he is behaving well in the material world, then if you ask him what is karma, you can say karma is, if you do good karma, you can go to higher planets. If you go to bura karma, you'll go to lower planets. So you follow the path of yajna. Okay, that's a little higher understanding of karma. But suppose somebody is doing that, you can tell him, this is no good. This is chakra going up and down. Right? You can acquire, karma is that which has to be transcended because karma is that which makes you generate another body and therefore you should give up the cycle of birth and death. You can get liberation. That is another level you discuss karma. If you become Krishna conscious, you can have another understanding of karma. At that point you will understand that karma is not the reason things are happening to me. Not to anybody. Karmana Daiva Netrena.
Two things are there.
Otherwise everybody thinks that, oh, why this happens, oh, some bad karma I have done.
No, nothing in your life happens according to karma.
Try to understand this point. Nothing.
Then what is karma?
Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate charatram. Everything is happening by Krishna's will.
So karma is the way this material world is planned to act for unlimited times. It is forever fixed by Krishna. Like, just exactly like in the movie, each character's role, what they will speak, everything is decided by the script writer, director. Isn't it? It's all done. But who gets which role, that is according to your past history. Oh, he has acted in some comedy movies, you can put him in this role. Oh, he's been a hero, you put him in this. So, which body we got, that is due to our karma. But what happens in the body, it's Krishna's will. So, karmana daiva netrena jantu deho. It's not merely by karma. Comedy role is there, but who is going to get it? It depends on, you know, who has acted in comedy movies. It's a simple example. So everything is like that. It's not, you cannot, I always say, you can explain the truth by examples, but you cannot understand the truth by examples. So, if you know the truth, you can give examples. By examples, you cannot know the truth. So, the truth, examples serve a limited purpose. Therefore, the Pingala story must make us aware that I have been an eternal Pingala going in the material world. Not that now I am. And she got liberated. She became free from. Then she could see things as they are. Everything is happening according to time, and time is actually Krishna. So you connect everything to Krishna, and your vision becomes different. But at no point you think, I have become liberated now. Rishabhadev says that in a circus, a person actually controls a tiger and makes it obey. But he says he should never take for granted the tiger. One day suddenly it can bite him. So he has to be careful all the time. So even the liberated person in the material world must be very careful. So, of course, in Krishna consciousness, all this is taken care of, but we must cultivate our intense desire to understand things as they are. Tattvadarshi. We have to become. Sorry for the class. Any questions or comments? Don't forget that I have had green glass for 40 years. I'm very senior to you. In wearing green glass.
Sorry, Prabhuji.
I'm joking.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We are materialist people and we often ask, can you show me the God? Where is the God? Because, and they answer that you are not qualified to see the God. So that is why you can't see the God. So this is one thing. Another thing is, God is far away. There may be people, those who are self-realized, people may be there, those who are in different stages of bhakti, bhava stage, nishtha stage, different stages are there. So I have seen that many times I look for such people. That very such person who is having Ashtavikar. So is it that I am not qualified to see that person? Someday when I become qualified, I will see that, like metalist cannot see the God. I can't see such people. Is it because of that, Prabhuji?
Well, but I don't understand the purpose for which you look for somebody with Ashtavikar, you know. Maybe you are thinking that I should find a pure devotee, advanced person, and I'll follow him or something. But spiritual life doesn't work like that. It's a different topic. It's very difficult for me to say answers to that. Because we may or we may not accept. I'll come back to your question. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for wonderful, I won't say encouraging, but quite humbling lecture. Prabhuji, I have two small questions, things to know. First thing, how many Prabhupadas are there? You were to answer about that. And secondly, could you just say something about this semantic information sciences and technology?
Okay. Forget about how many Prabhupadas. That's only a question. Answer is another time. He's asking, what is semantic information? What is your background?
B.Tech in electronics.
Anyway, it has become my lot by the immeasurable mercy of Srila Prabhupada that I should do a service that the whole movement will not understand. And I'm doing it for 40 years. It's a fact, you mean. It's very difficult. So, but I'm still doing it because Prabhupada wants it. So you may not be, you see, it is very difficult to explain these things because we are not interested. We are somehow, all the devotees think that science is useless, material science. And material science is our enemy. One of the principal reasons why the world has become atheistic is material scientific advancement. Right? I think this is more or less common to all people. Right? Scientists are fools and speculators. Whatever they are saying is nonsense. And Prabhupada said, expose their rascaldom. Isn't it? These ideas are all there. But nobody asked Prabhupada, sorry, just important quote from Prabhupada. This is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, 6th chapter, 14-15 verse purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually realized in the vision of a material philosopher and scientist. Now, how is it that they are fools and rascals? Why should they be kicked in the face? If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually realized in the vision of a material philosopher and scientist. You have to take everything into account what Prabhupada says, correct? The number of places in which Prabhupada has said positive things about science and scientists is more than negative things. You see? Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, first chapter. In time, material scientists may also know how we can communicate with the Vaikuntha world. Scientists can find out. You see? So, devotees say, oh, Prabhupada never said anything, as if they have read everything. And even if they read, as if they have understood it. We should never claim that we are repeating what Prabhupada said. You cannot. It is not possible. Unless you have become as good as Prabhupada, you cannot repeat. Isn't it? Just like if Bhimsen Joshi is singing and you say, I don't know anything about singing, but I can only repeat whatever he's singing. Can he repeat? You can repeat only if you are as good as him. Otherwise, he says sa, you say sa. What you are saying is what you are saying. It has nothing to do with what he said. Looks similar. So we should know that. Whatever we speak has nothing to do. Prabhupada himself said once, why do they say Prabhupada said? You say what you say. Why, Prabhupada? You say I am not the body. And you defend it according to your realization. Are you following? So, without, scientists are studying matter without knowing about consciousness. That's wrong. But if you try to study consciousness without knowing about matter, that's wrong. Therefore, Krishna says, Ubayorapi nasate vidyate bhavo na abhavo vidyate sada. Ubayorapi drishtanto. Both you must know. Always both. Are you following? So, matter has to be so you are not interested in matter. We are trained to think it's Maya. So, semantic interest, how can I explain? So, you have to be interested, no? When you ask me, please say something about matter, never mention anything about Krishna or consciousness, then I can make you understand what is semantic. Otherwise, impossible for me. Because matter is a separated energy of Krishna. So it is correctly taught when it is spoken without any reference to Krishna or matter. That is the subtle secret. That's why Prabhupada is saying that they are understanding. He knows everything. He is a genius. So we can't imitate him and blast scientists. Are you following? That's why I asked you, should I give a scientific class or straight? And both are devotional. I said, should I give a devotional class or scientific? But both are, that's because that's the way you'll understand it. But both are devotional, and in fact, talking about matter is more devotional for me. I always say, whatever I speak about spirit is material, but whatever I speak about matter is completely spiritual. Because that's my service. Just like if you are a brahmachari, if you read newspapers and film magazines, you are in Maya. But if your service is PR, if you don't read those things, you are in Maya. Service is more important. It's my service. So that mood must be there about us. But still, I'll just give one answer. Because you have asked, this is all to show that you must be willing to invest. Jai Shri Shri Radha. Huh? Radha Gopinath ki jai. I rarely come here, so. Are you following what I'm saying? So, three things, okay? But this is about matter. So, don't ask me, how is this connected to Krishna consciousness? Knowing matter is also Krishna consciousness because matter, according to learned transcendentalists, is the consciousness of the Supreme Lord. There you don't have to separately study consciousness. It is enough to study matter. It's a fact. I can take you to consciousness simply by talking about matter. But you have to be interested, blessed anyway. So when we look at this world, we see objects arranged in space and time, correct? Objects arranged in space and time. That is basic physics. So we can say that when I look at the world, I'm getting knowledge about the world, material world, how objects are, what is moving, what is not moving, whatever. In this viewpoint, what is out there is matter, correct? Matter is there. Knowledge is information, correct? And you get information. Are you following? Following or not? These are the topics that have to be taught when people become full-time devotees. Essential, and it will come. Krishna is God was taught 500 years ago. I'm not the body, I'm not the subtle body, I'm spirit soul, Prabhupada. And matter is also going to come. Only then it will spread all over the world. It's so important, this work. Prabhupada said, the scientific presentation is for those who will not come to the temple. That's 99%. So the reach of this knowledge is greater than straight preaching. It's a fact. It will not go to every town and village until the knowledge of matter is established. People don't know that. That's what I said. That I'm doing a service, that whole movement. One very senior devotee asked me recently, well, just 2 weeks ago, it was in India. All of you will know. Well, Yadubara Prabhu, who made the Prabhupada movie, we had breakfast together. And I asked him, well, you are with Prabhupada so many times, so tell me what is your understanding, why Prabhupada set up DI? And he said, well, it's because in order to expose the bogus claims of material scientists that life comes from matter. And then he said, well, you are the person who is doing this work for so long. So he said, what is your understanding? What is the purpose of BI? I said, well, the purpose of BI is to develop new, better cell phones. And that's the way, and then I explained to him for about 15 minutes. He said, okay, makes sense. In the beginning he said, well, that sounds a little strange. And of course I put things always dramatically. Right, Sunil? Bon mot, is it? French. So anyway, are you following? So our idea is matter is in the world and we get information about it. Correct? When you read newspaper, there is paper and ink, matter. We get information, not the paper. Correct? But we know that that information is different from that matter which carries it. Because you read the paper, you know, there is some news headline, and somebody asks you what is the headline, you tell him. So the information that was on paper is now going through your voice. That is also a material thing. But from one material medium, it goes to another material medium. So information is linked to matter, but it's also separate from matter because you can take it and, isn't it? Suppose there is, a pen inside this desk. As far as I don't separate it, it is part of desk. But if I take it and put it in another place, it's different. Otherwise, how could I have removed? So the fact that suppose I, told you, please call him for lunch, and you send him a note, written note, Rashad Das is calling you for lunch. From voice it went to text. So how can information go from one medium to another unless it's different from the medium? Are you following? Material scientists have understood all this. You have not. There is a book, about the story of information. It starts with, one guy, when the time when in Arkansas, in America, they started telegraphy. So a farmer came to, a new telegraphic office in Arkansas and he told him, I want to send some message to my brother in Iowa. Can you send it? And that guy says, yes, write down and give it. So he writes and gives the message. And he goes inside and does. And then there's a hook in which he puts it and comes back and says, cost you 3 pennies, 3 cents, mister. He says, but you said you'll send that message. He said, yeah, I've sent it. He said, I didn't see it go anywhere. It's still hanging on the, wall. So the idea is that he didn't know that the technology now could separate information from that and send it through another medium. That's an example they give. So you can understand, this is how, so when Prabhupada says they have factually realized God, he knows. We don't know. So don't imitate Prabhupada and criticize scientists. You also first praise scientists, like Prabhupada has done. Is that reasonable or not reasonable? So information is separate from matter. And we know that now matter carries information. You understand? Is it possible? So that information which is carried by matter is called physical information. Is it possible for information to be in the world and matter to be our knowledge? And scientists have come to that point also. That is the beginning of Bhagavatam. To understand objects around us, you have to know that information is in the world, it carries matter. Not matter is in the world, it carries information. Of course. So you become... But scientists know it. They are very close. So this semantic information is the idea that we have introduced. Ahead of the West. We are the world's pioneers in this field. But does anybody in ISKCON know? No. And if you don't understand semantic information, it is impossible for you to understand matter, it is impossible for you to understand consciousness, it is impossible for you to understand Krishna. That's guaranteed. Because Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter that I shall tell you that knowing which nothing shall remain unknown. And the first thing he says, Bhumi Rapo Analo Vayukaman. So the semantic information is the scientific name for the five elements. So like that, this is... I study nothing but matter. But still I'm able to speak about Krishna. No? This is my service. Nothing else. And if your service is to study consciousness, it depends on the service. Somebody, last point, somebody once asked me when I gave a class that, Prabhuji, he said, is it necessary to know all this? You know? What about sweeping the temple? I said, sweeping the temple is glorious. And if you do it perfectly, then you can know Krishna. But if you think that I know how to sweep, you will never be able to sweep properly. Then, what is it, Gundicha Mandir Marjanam? Lord Chaitanya collected more dust than everybody else. This is after the Goswami is cleaned. Hello? After all his parshad has cleaned, then Lord Chaitanya cleaned and put tons and tons of dust. They all said, where did he find all this from? We thought we cleaned it completely. So I told him that sweeping is a great service, but scientific research is as good as sweeping. But you think sweeping is better and scientific research is speculation. It's all same. You follow what I'm saying? So I just gave you some indication. Even I don't know what is semantic information. This project is not mine. It's Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's. I'm just doing whatever they want. That's all. I don't think I understand myself very well. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. There are some publications there in the bookstall, is sitting there, Sunil Prabhu. Anybody wants something? Recently I wrote a small book, The Science of Presenting Religion. We also have our newsletters. Of course we also have scientific papers, but that's not for general devotees. If If you want, you can take those things. Okay, enough nonsense.